I love it. And I'm thinking to myself, God, I wonder if someone offered that at a restaurant, would I be tempted just to order that?
And for tonight's special, is it a tomahawk? No, it's cold chicken. We made it yesterday.
This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
Here's the numbers in 402-915-0962. Also, bpscrasher@gmail.com. If you know somebody that may be interested in sponsoring, you know, portion of the show and stuff like that, yeah, you can reach us through there. We got all that we need. We basically have everything you need. We have all the stats. We
have all the,
yeah, that's it. So that's all you got to do is just reach out to us. All right. So Valentine's Day, it's coming up here, and we have our Don't Screw It Up promotion, in which you're going to get, look at the size of this steak. If you're not looking, this is a tomahawk steak from Kinkle Meats. That's part of the package.
Oh my God. Wow.
I want this. I want, look at the size of this. It is 3 pounds.
Huge.
This is a 3 pound steak, almost 3 pounds for one person.
Wow.
Or you could share it, you know.
You have to share that. That's not a one and done. Are you nuts?
Also, there's a ribeye as well. I didn't bring it out because a ribeye, I mean, that is the mother load right there. Have you ever cooked one of those before?
No.
I have.
God.
They're fun.
I've only seen them like in restaurants. I've never seen them like in the wild.
Yeah.
Like I've only ever seen them where it's someplace like, and for tonight, we have something special.
Yes.
My brother-in-law, Steve, got one once.
Uh-huh.
And it is like, it comes out. You're like, my God. I mean, it's a production.
It is
an event to get one of those at your table.
I made one time over an open fire. I cooked that puppy. It was so barbaric. It was so caveman. It was like caveman stuff, cooking something like that on a bone. I mean, look at this. This is nothing compared. I mean, this is everything compared to a T-bone. I mean, look at this thing. Look at that.
Yeah, look at how thick it is.
Look at that. Perfectly marbled. Perfectly marbled. Okay. All right. So I might have to just make it myself and just not give this thing
away.
I know.
You're like, the tomahawk didn't make it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, that was supposed to be part of the prize pack. You're like, well, you should have acted sooner.
I hear you. All right. So all you got to do is get this keyword. Molly's going to give it to us in a second. And then just take it over to bigpartyshow.com. And then, you can win this thing. A lot of entries. So get in there. Mm-hmm. If you haven't done it yet, just get your name in there one time. That's all you got to do. All right. But we have other stuff coming up that we're cooking up too. So, all right, Molly, what is the keyword? The keyword.
Keyword today is sweet. Oh, you are so sweet. SWEET. So excited to get that W in there. Sweet. So go ahead, head on over to bigpartyshow.com, click on contests, and then when I ask you for the keyword, sweet is what you're going to be writing.
Sweet. All right. Super Bowl's over with. That was that game was boring as hell.
Boring.
I was
so bored.
It's bad when you're bored because you don't have any skin in the game, you know.
Yeah, I hated it.
But then it's even worse when no one can score a touchdown.
It's a lame game.
Oh, my God. I was just dying. If it wasn't for those commercials, I think I don't even know how Wylene did it. But if it wasn't for those commercials to give me a break from watching that, I don't know if I could have watched it. I don't know if I could have watched it.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, you did not?
I really
watch
didn't.
It. Okay.
No, I was like, everything that I need to see is on YouTube. Peter's like, hey, I was like, yep, sorry, friend. There's not a single thing I want to see that I can't see later.
Yeah, you're right.
Good night.
I mean, they had all of the commercials out last
already.
Week. Yeah.
Yes.
Last week.
The only thing I was waiting for was the halftime show. And that again was something where I was like, you know what?
You
I do not
tomorrow.
Need to watch this in real time. Yeah. I can watch this in the morning.
I thought Bad Bunny did a good job.
Did a great job.
You know, I thought, you know, Lady Gaga and who else was there?
Ricky Martin.
I haven't seen him in forever and a day. But I thought it was really good. And I thought it was pretty cool that that couple got married on that stage.
I know.
Those are real people. This is how that came about. That couple reached out to Bad Bunny, you know, some people do that, and mm-hmm. asked if he can be at their wedding. And he in return said, why don't you just have your wedding at my halftime show? What the
They're
heck?
Like, can you imagine being like, no, we already have plans. That won't work.
They got married in front of millions of people.
Yeah, it was neat.
Yeah.
It was really neat. And, you know, the other thing that I love that I found out production-wise, all of those bushes were people.
Yeah.
I loved that when I found out, like, I saw the video later where it's everybody's coming out onto the field and it's just like, you just see all these bushes. I was like, it's just like a swarm of people in ghillie suits.
Yeah.
And they're all like out there getting into formation in their little bush outfits.
Yeah. And did you,
thought that was the coolest.
There's a picture of, and everyone, I don't think anybody really realized it.
There's because, like a guy's face. He's trying to watch the show. I know. I love it. Like, what are you going to do? Fire me?
And then the streaker.
You'll never work as a bush in this town ever again.
Ever again. And then the streaker. That must have happened during commercial break.
Well, that was just a topless guy. It wasn't even streaking. I was like, why are we tackling some guy? Well, I mean, he can't be on the field.
Yeah,
but I mean, it wasn't anything like it was a guy without a shirt on. You're like, okay, that just is called a fan.
Well, I mean, no, he was promoting something. He was.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he had a. What did he have on his chest? He had I'm guessing it was a gambling thing.
Oh.
Yeah, because it says, here it is right here. It says trade in the blind spot. So it's a trading deal. Maybe somebody paid him to write it down. Because one guy got tackled because he was trying to go on. So there was a team. So that guy took that guy, and then the security got that guy down, and then this guy was able to take off and rip off his shirt. God, he was ripped too. He was very
was he?
Outrunning people. Molly, he had more yards on that one thing than the Patriots did rushing the whole
like,
game.
Can we recruit you?
Guy ran 80 yards.
Is it too late to have you play tonight?
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah, he looks like a traitor guy, but yeah, that happened. And then, of course, all the commercials. So you went to bed. Look at you.
Absolutely. I was like watching it from my phone in bed. I'm like, bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
And then it got to the point where I was like, you know what? I can watch this in the morning and still be on top of everything for the day.
Sure.
Like, there's no reason. Like, I wasn't at a party. I wasn't someplace where I needed to participate. And like, it wasn't like Peter was like, I can't wait to see Bad Bunny.
Did
Peter
he watch?
Doesn't even know.
He didn't.
I had no idea. I was already in bed. Like, for all I know, I don't know if he watched it or if he didn't.
Okay.
Or if he used that for like, usually halftime is his little snack break.
Okay. So what did he, I'm still eating it. I ended up making a bunch of wings. And also had some queso dip that I made, out of a can. And then, what else did we have? Seven layer dip is what we had.
You did get the seven layer dip.
Yeah. Wileen made that. And that was delicious. And we're eating it. And I say to her, why do we not make this every time we go somewhere to the dinner thing? Why don't we do this? So we're going to try to remember to do that because, man, it's good. There's nothing better than that.
I do love some seven layer dip.
But you know what I realized that I love? I love cold chicken so much. I'm just eating cold wings. Yeah, I love it. And I'm thinking to myself, God, I wonder if someone offered that at a restaurant, would I be tempted just to order that?
And for tonight's special, is it a tomahawk? No. It's cold chicken. We made it yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday it was fresh.
Yeah.
It's been in the walk-in cooler all night long. And we aren't even taking it out to room temperature. We can promise that it is just as cold now as it will be when it hits your plate. You're like, ooh.
I don't know what about it. I love it. I mean, I was at the store the other day and I saw they had a, you know, leftover fried chicken that they were selling for like $5, you know, 12 pieces. And I'm like, man, that just looks delicious. But I've never ordered that before. But I guess I should, because a lot of times when I'll get chicken, I make sure I leave them a couple left over and then I eat them cold the next day. So,
food person, you have all sorts of weird food habits, eating soup out of the can at room temperature. You just have a lot of,
I'm a hobo.
There's no reason to eat food like this. We have kitchens. We live in houses that have microwaves and stoves, all sorts of stuff in which to have heated food. There's no reason to have it cold or room temperature.
Yeah. Well, hey, what do you do? What do you do?
Warm it up.
Yeah. What drives Wylene insane? It does, because she doesn't understand how I eat like that, eat everything cold. It doesn't matter what it is. Like, we did some pulled pork the other day, and and you know how when you put that in the fridge, all of the oils and the greases kind of solidify?
Yeah.
I eat it. Don't even care. Don't even care. It's all pasty, but it's good. you got to be ready for the end.
No.
You know?
When the end comes, I'll adjust. Until such time, I'm going to enjoy the beginning.
Okay.
Or at least the middle. I don't have to eat like it's the end until the end comes. And well, then I go. Will then I'll be like, God, remember when we could and we did eat things hot? And you're like, no, I always ate things cold. Yeah. Congratulations. You win the race. You were at the end earlier than anyone else. Why? I don't know.
Well, because it's delicious. You know, I don't know what it is.
Let's just agree to disagree. You know, I mean, cold pizza is one of those things where in a pinch,
oh, yes.
Fine.
Oh, cold pizza. Yes, ma'am. Now you're talking dirty. Cold chicken, cold pizza, cold soup.
Cold soup. Oh, that's not even soup.
It's clam chowder is what I'll do.
That was the grossest thing ever. That tested the will of my stomach. We're like, are we going to be sick? Don't do it. Just keep going.
Keep going. All right. We got a message also, a text. You guys can always reach out to us at 402-915-0962 from Kelly. She says, you guys are talking like my dating situation. We talked about this on Monday's podcast about 6 months. What is it? 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 month thing. I was convinced that people should be, you know, getting dirty and doing Valentine's Day stuff within 3 months. But then I pedaled backwards on that because
all of a sudden it didn't seem you saw the reactions of everyone in the room and you're like, never mind. Doesn't mean that you actually think differently. You just are responding differently now that you're getting negative attention.
No, okay. That's not it. That's not it. All right. She says they met November 1st, see each other on the weekends because he lives out of the city and he's never been to her place yet. Look at you, Kelly, holding back. The guy comes to town to see you. He's probably got to get a hotel room or something. You're not just going to let him stay the night and have yourself a rendezvous, the role play action.
Yeah, you can have somebody like party over. He'll bring his own cold chicken and soup.
He booked a hotel suite for Valentine's Day. Look at that.
Ooh.
Now, hear this out. To cook for her in case he couldn't get reservations anywhere. So they're not having sex.
Yeah.
Unless it's in the backseat of a car or in a park or something.
Not everybody's like you that does that, but okay.
And this dude is a good dude. He's a good dude. Yeah. So he's getting a hotel suite, not to get frisky and have some boom boom, but to make her dinner just in case they can't get any reservations
and that
anywhere.
Is a good guy.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
A good guy. You don't have to be doing all sorts of stuff. Let somebody show up and show you what a decent person they are when they aren't getting some. I know you, it's a foreign concept to you.
No, it's not.
I mean,
you just
know
what's happening. This, I'm a dude. I get it. I know what he's doing. He's going to get, you know, he's going to make dinner. We're going to make something nice, like maybe some lobsters or some steaks. And then it's going to get to a little bit of wine drinking and getting a little, you know, touchy. Next, you know, they're going to look deep into each other's eyes. And it might be the night. And there's nothing wrong with that. She's been holding off.
Does Wylene get uncomfortable when she listens to podcasts and hears you talk about dating like this? Like, is Wylene like, was I just a project for you? Was I just like something that you were gunning for?
God, no.
You're like, yeah, I'm going to get some. She's like,
oh, Wylene's a good girl. That never happened. Nothing ever happened for a while. I mean, look what I had to do to steal a kiss. I went to steal a kiss from her and she put her head down and ended up kissing her forehead.
She should have stuck with that. She should have never. Wylene, you had it all right from the get-go. You should have never looked up.
Yeah, I stole that kiss right on the forehead. And then I left. And I was like, geez, that was embarrassing. I'll probably never see her again. I shouldn't have went for it. But then that's when it came down to me just being irresistible to her. I was just irresistible.
There's somebody. Every pot has a lid, as they say.
Every pot has a lid. Yeah, mm-hmm. They do. God, you're right about that, don't they?
Look at you, your little lid.
Did you catch up on any of the commercials then for the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You did. Okay. What was your favorite one? Because
do you think was my favorite one?
The Chris Hemsworth, what was that, Alexa?
That one was funny.
It was
funny. The Alexa with Chris Hemsworth?
Yes.
That one was great. So that's really his wife.
Yeah, I know. She's never really been anywhere.
She's beautiful. Yeah, she's an actress.
Is she really?
Yeah, but she's not like Chris Hemsworth actress.
What a beautiful couple. Good God. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, they're like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, when you see her, you're like, I don't even have a shot. Even if you were like drunk and feeling like you wanted to go off the rails, never happened. You'd be like, listen, have you seen my wife?
Yeah.
Keep walking.
I liked that one. I mean, they really were tugging on heartstrings. I like the horse one.
You say the
one.
Clydesdale one? I was going to say, I knew it. The minute I saw the one with the eagle, I was like, he's on a couch somewhere sobbing. You're like when the horse jumps over in the wings and it looks like it's a Pegasus, but then it's just the. Yes. I saw that one and I knew it immediately. It's like he's going to bring up that stinking Clydesdale.
But you know what didn't even. I mean, that was like the second most popular one.
That won the USA Today poll.
That one did? Okay.
Yeah.
Because this they have an ad tracking and analytics firm called iSpot. And so they do all of the, analytics on who liked whatever. I don't know how they get the analytics on that. But
yeah, who knows?
But so,
they have
this
room
is,
full of people that push a monitor type of thing.
Yeah. So they called, which one was first to those guys? It was the Ring Camera one. Waterworks Ring Camera. Did you see that one?
That one I don't know if I did see. Remind me what it is, because there's so many of them.
I got it right here. Here it is right here.
Milo. Pets are family. But every year, 10 million go missing. And the way we look for them hasn't changed in years. Until now. One post of a dog's photo in the Ring app starts outdoor cameras looking for a match. Search Party from Ring uses AI to help families find lost dogs. Since launch, more than a dog a day has been reunited with their family. Be a hero in your neighborhood with Search Party. Available to everyone for free right now. Join the neighborhood at ring.com.
Now, maybe one day they can do that for
that
people.
Is. They're like, look at that. If we had that, think about all the people we could find. You're like, whatever. Tell me more about the dogs. Like grandma just wandered off, but yeah. let's talk about Milo. First of all, I love how Ring's like, hey, we're totally going to get all your information and we're going to use
they have your
camera in order to scan your neighborhood without anybody else's consent. Do you want to do that?
It's in the thing when you have it. I mean, they're allowed to hand that over. As soon as you sign up for that thing, that service,
you are, your Ring camera. Me walking down the street, I didn't sign anything. I don't have any Ring camera. I'm just walking in life.
Well, no one's looking for you. No one's looking for you.
Apparently Ring is.
A dog. Looking for dogs.
Yeah. Wink.
Yes,
they're like,
wink.
We're looking for a dog.
Yeah, wink. I know what you're saying.
Creeps me out.
Does it really?
Creeps. Like, that stuff creeps me out.
All right. Nope. Budweiser was number two with that.
Now that's a
good one. That was a good one. I mean, that
the
was
polar
my
bear
favorite.
One for Pepsi was cute. That was funny.
And then Kurt Russell's Michelob commercial was
that was
also,
okay.
I know. I'm with you. I don't know how that makes.
Everybody
top
was
five.
Like, wasn't that? I was like, eh. I mean, it was kind of built on the fact that like it was Kurt Russell. You're like, well, yeah. Who doesn't love Kurt Russell? I mean, yeah, I'll watch a commercial with him in it because it's Kurt Russell.
They had a lot of AI. You see all those celebrities. I mean, people, that's where we're going. I mean, that's where we are going.
Goodwill Duncan. That was the other one.
That was a good
one.
That
was big. That one had like Jennifer Aniston and Ted Danza. I mean, Tony Danza. And Ben Affleck. I mean, that one was like bananas. And that was supposed to be a throwback. Like, what if Goodwill Hunting had been a sitcom? And then there was the one with Benson Boone and Ben Stiller.
I thought that was great. I mean, that was
liked
a funny
that
one. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I forget them pretty quickly. You know, they're not.
I mean, I was excited. There's the State Farm one that had Keenan and Danny McBride. I mean, I love Danny McBride.
I love Keenan too. Yeah. They're all good. I mean, there's nothing that really was absolutely amazing in my book except for that Clydesdale one. They've had that Clydesdale in these commercials for like 42 years. Did you know that? That's how many years they've been doing Clydesdales in their Super Bowl commercial. Yeah.
I saw that it's their 150th anniversary and that they want to tie in with the fact that it's America's 250th anniversary / birthday or whatever. So, I mean, that was also part of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they took the Clydesdales away for a while and then they brought them back a couple years ago and it's just been rocking the hits ever since.
Have you ever seen one live in real, like a Clydesdale? I've never seen one.
I don't know if I have.
I've been like to the Amish place and they have those working horses. Have you seen those things? They're not Clydesdale. They are the ones that pull farming equipment and stuff. They're like the size of, they're like elephants. They're so big. They're not as big as an elephant, but they're big.
Yeah. They got to be strong in order to pull stuff.
Yeah. Imagine being born into that. Yeah. That would suck. You're like an awesome horse and all you're doing is hauling stuff around for people that don't want to, you know.
I think the fact that I just woke up as a horse would be its own. What happened? I went to bed and I was me and now I'm a horse.
Yeah. Now you're a majestic horse friends with a little baby. I had no idea that was coming. You know,
God. I mean, the minute I saw the little chick on its back, I was like, oh, here we go.
He was in the rain. Is.
I was like, and I just heard the pitch meeting. They're like, get a load of this. So then you've got like, I'm surprised that they didn't have, I mean, they had like the eagle screech. I'm surprised that they didn't have something like a coyote bang at the moon. I mean, honestly, like it was like America jets flying over.
Are you kidding me? That thing pops out of the hay he's eating and then obviously has no mama.
We're right? best friends.
He's in the rain getting poured on and then this horse comes out and covers him like a roof and then snow happens and this thing ends up living in the barn with the horse and then they ride each other's back. He rides on its back all the time.
Oh, I saw the commercial. Just waiting for it to get big enough. Oh, look, it keeps trying to fly and it falls off his back and onto the ground. What's going to happen? Yeah. Oh, I wonder.
Oh, you didn't know that was going to happen.
Absolutely.
No, you didn't. That was totally 100% not even, you would never be able to know that was going to happen. I didn't know it was going to be an eagle. I thought it was going to be a duck or something, you know, not an eagle. But God, when he jumped in those wings.
Yes. You're like, it's a horse with wings. Wait, no, it's a bird and a horse. And there's American farmers just tearing up watching the whole thing happen.
Oh, you bet. I like those two farmer guys that looked up and, you know, they didn't really think nothing. I mean, there's a bird riding on the back of their horse. They just kind of looked up and went back to fixing whatever they were fixing. Farm life.
Busy. Just farm busy. You see that all the time. Life. Birds on the back of horses. Come on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you do, actually. You do. Sometimes they're on, they can land on their, oh, no, I guess I'm thinking of in Africa cows. With like the rhinos and stuff like that. You know. Whatever.
I mean, there were definitely, it was all about what they say, 90s and nostalgia this year, that was the big thing. And that AI really fell flat, like any of the ones where it was kind of trying to do that.
I didn't like it. I don't like the AI commercials. I don't like them. I mean, I'm surprised that they even did.
That's the future, though, I'm sure. I mean, when you're spending that much money on just getting, you know, like getting airtime. I mean, all of a sudden, how much are you spending on the campaign, all that kind of stuff?
Well, man, aren't those? I know. I mean, it's going to happen all over the place. No matter. I mean, I thought the actors and stuff didn't want that kind of stuff because it's competition for them. But they're in the commercials. They must have signed off on it.
Making them look younger. I mean, it's them, but it's just cleaning up their face.
Yeah, making them look younger. So yeah, I thought
what vain person doesn't want to be made to look younger on camera.
I'd love to look younger on camera or in person. Ooh, that would be great. I don't look old though.
Don't you?
To me.
Interesting. Well, I didn't realize how face blind you were.
I was at Walmart and I saw a sign and it said, anybody buying alcohol will check IDs if you look under 40.
You're like, I better get my ID out. The guy's like, you're fine.
No, I realized that I haven't been carded in so stinking long that I must really look over 40. It must be the hair. No, it must be the hair. Because I don't look.
Yeah, you look over 40.
No, I don't look over 40. No, I don't. I look, if I had to put an age on me, Molly, I would say I look like 30, 36, maybe even 34.
That is the hardest looking 34. Wow. Who are you hanging out with?
You're rude.
You're like, my friends do meth.
That is
rude. She's 26 rude. And yeah. She doesn't look it.
That is so rude. Hey, by the way, speaking of old, I decided that I don't want to be called granddaddy.
Granddad.
Yeah, granddad. No, I'm going to say granddaddy. I want to be called granddaddy. I want to be called Grandbo. Grandbo.
No.
Like Rambo. Grandbo.
And did she say no?
I haven't said that to her yet. That'll be.
Prepare yourself.
Yeah.
Prepare yourself to never be carded again and for her to say no. Because her whole thing is that everybody in her family is a granddad.
Uh-huh.
So you can't go switching it up.
Well, it can be different.
You are your own person, but you got to respect tradition to a certain
Okay, point. When you put it like that. So no Rambo, huh? I just thought Rambo, love Rambo.
Just see what she says. I'm interested to hear how she shoots it down.
Grand
so
Particus.
Ask her just so.
Grand Particus. I'm Grand Particus, little one. That's how I was
sobbing.
No,
he looks 40.
I'm going to try to step it up. And I mean, I'm just going to ask him to card me. I'm going to be like, you know what? This is my right. You need to card. You need to card me. You don't know my age.
They're like, okay, sir. I listened to your podcast and you were just running through ways in which you could be called a grandparent because you're going to be a grandparent. So,
okay.
You can't have it all. You can't be Grambo and be like, I look 40.
I'm the youngest looking grand.
The youngest Grambo. Looking grandparent you've ever seen in your
life. Yeah, granddad. All right, Lancers. The Lancers are coming this Friday. Mm-hmm. All right. Friday is the day. They're taking on Sioux Falls. It's for Faith and Family Night. Faith and Family Night.
Sounds nice.
Yeah, it does. It's at Liberty First Credit Union. It's at 7 o'clock, and we have your tickets. We have a 4-pack or two, maybe. You might have two for you. Just drop your name over at bigpartyshow.com. And then, then we'll see if you win. So you got a couple days to do that. We always have stuff. Should I share the news about what we just secured?
Not yet.
Okay. We just secured tickets to a comedy show that's coming to the CHI. We won't share yet, but there's the little tease that you get to have today. All right. We're going to take a break and come back at you tomorrow, Wednesday, with the Big Party Show. Mm-hmm. All right. And so make sure you get your name in again for the Valentine's Day promotion because we're running out of time, Saturday being Valentine's Day. I tried to get some reservations. It's hard.
How'd that go?
Yeah. Pretty tough. Unless you want to be a real grandparent and eat it too, you know.
I had a feeling when you said you didn't have one. And by the way, did you realize that Super Bowl 61 next year is on Valentine's Day?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God is right.
You're kidding. Can't
tell you how many women are like, what? Every dude's like, yes, honey. I would love to be able to go out for dinner, but it is Super Bowl Sunday. So we're just going to have to make alternate plans because I have my eaten plate out and we are, yeah, it's on Valentine's Day next year.
Wow. That's going to change some things.
Women everywhere like crying.
Yeah. Well, do you have to do it early then? I know. I mean, think about this. Do it Friday or Saturday, maybe even Thursday. And then, your Valentine to your person could be the Super Bowl, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
All right. We're out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe day and do yourself good.